Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 14th, 2020. Today is Saturday in the second week of Lent. I'm continuing my slight detour through the Psalms for the second day because as I was perusing today's readings, it turns out that the psalm appointed for evening prayer today is probably one of everybody's favorites. So I'm just going to read it. This is the 23rd Psalm from the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's been a pretty hectic couple of days here at Trinity Church. Maybe not hectic for everyone, but certainly hectic for those of us in leadership. As we have wrestled with the correct response to have in light of the ongoing fluid situation around the spread of the COVID-19 virus. We had originally intended to have our regular service schedule on tomorrow, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock with a 9 a.m. Christian formation time. As the day wore on yesterday, we canceled Sunday school, we canceled adult forum, we began making plans for a reduced crowd at 8 and 10. And then, as the governor of Wisconsin closed schools and we heard that a national state of emergency had been proclaimed, and we began to wonder and be concerned about those in our congregation who might be the least likely to self-isolate and stay at home, we in leadership began to make a different decision. And so this morning, around 8 o'clock, we made the decision to essentially cancel church. Church worship and all church activities effective immediately and moving through until at least the end of the month, the 31st of March. I've never canceled a Sunday service here in 15 plus years of serving this place. It felt odd and it felt like something I didn't want to do but knew I had to do. I was not comfortable making the decision, but I knew it was the right decision to make. And so then several of us spent all morning doing our best to make sure that everyone was communicated with in a way that they would hear the message. And so now it's mid-afternoon, and that work is done. And I'm beginning to reflect on what does it mean to be a church when the community cannot or does not gather? And what does it mean to be a priest in community when I won't necessarily see the community for a while? And I've been thinking a lot about what our continued response will be as the results of the spread of this virus become more and more pronounced in our particular community. I received an email earlier today from someone who has who's a doctor and who's done a little bit of extrapolating and based on mortality rates around the world and all sorts of numbers that I'm not qualified to crunch. He estimates, unless some significant intervention happens to reduce the infection rate, he anticipates a fatality toll here in Milwaukee County of upwards of 7,000 people. That's a lot of dying, even for someone who spends a lot of time, as I do, with people who have died and their loved ones. I'm not sure if those numbers will come to pass, but when I started reading the psalm for today, I kept thinking about what we're facing as a country and as a community and as a world. A lot of people who were healthy just a few weeks ago, in another few weeks, could be no longer with us. They will walk the valley of the shadow of death. None of us know when that walk comes. None of us know when our final breath will be. And sometimes in our culture, we so fear death, we never even talk about it. And so this psalm gives us the opportunity. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. In the face of panic, in the face of concern, in the face of hopelessness, in the face of confusion, in the face of death, the person of faith can stand firm, can walk the valley, because they are being guided by the Good Shepherd. I have a parishioner whose father was struck with a brain aneurysm a number of years ago, and it became pretty clear within a few days that my parishioner's dad wasn't going to make it. And my parishioner was the person given the medical power of attorney. One of the things that was such a gift to my parishioner, even though it was a painful time, was a sort of title page or an extra comment that his dad had made on all of the medical power of attorney documents. There was a statement from his dad that said something to the effect that the people who are charged with making final decisions on my behalf should know and have their decisions guided by the fact that I do not fear death. What a testimony of faith. We don't know when it's coming, but we know it's a part of the human condition. And we know that as people of faith, we do not walk that valley alone. We are guided by the Good Shepherd who will never leave us or forsake us, who prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, who makes us to lie down in green pastures and restores our souls. In the midst of all the chaos that surrounds us, we are not alone, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.